Now, earlier, we've been talking about the tragic story of a three-year-old boy who died after becoming entangled in a blind cord. Martin Regan is with us today. Morning to you, Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for talking to us.
No problem.
I know that you lost your grandson, Dean, in a blind cord accident in January 2011.
That's right. The 2nd of January 2011, Dean got something face on and got entangled in a window cord blind at home in Tralee in County Kerry, and died on the 7th of January. A very heartbreaking event for the family, and it would like to send the condolences to the Grant family and thoughts and prayers are with them.
What was Dean doing? Was he playing with the blinds?
Yeah, Dean was actually put up into his room for his afternoon nap, and he was playing with his toy cars on the windowsill and got entangled with the... must have been playing with the cord as well, got entangled with the cord around his neck. The unfortunate thing about this here is 18 seconds is all it takes a child could lose his life. You know, that's a very, very short space of time. You know, and I'm sure we've all left a room for 18 seconds and a lot more. You know, it's just a short time to get there for a child to lose his life. That's why it's so important for to make these blind cords safe.
How old was your grandson?
He died just 2 weeks off his second birthday.
Oh, my goodness.
He died on the 7th of January, and his birthday was on the 21st. So, very, very hard time, and that's an unimaginable pain that the Grant family is going through today.
It seems tragically, such an easy thing to happen, unfortunately. The blind cord there, kids playing as they do every single day of the week, and a parent maybe just looking the other way, and in a split second,
it's a very, very easy thing to happen. The child could be in the room for less than a second. You know, a parent or guardian could go answer the door, could be going into the kitchen, maybe to put on the washing machine or a kettle, just a few seconds. Even turning the channels on the television, you take your mind off the child for a second or two, and it's unbelievable how quick it can happen. In Dean's case, within 2 to 3 seconds, the child loses consciousness. Within 8 to 10 seconds, the blood has stopped going to the child's brain, what's happened in Dean's case. And the other 8 seconds in for when there's no oxygen going to the brain for complete organ failure. Then the last 8 to 10 seconds, that's when the child passes away. Dean was caught somewhere before the 8 to 10 seconds was got, you know, for... He still had a slight pulse, but unfortunately, at that time, he was effectively brain dead, which we didn't know until a couple of days afterwards.
And you are his grandfather... Dean's grandfather.
That's right.
This is presumably something that you never get over.
No, you can never get over a thing that got there. The death of a child under any circumstances is so heart-wrenching and such a horrible thing for parents and grandparents to go through and for all members of the family and friends. I've been working for the last couple of years. I've been campaigning for to make these window cord blinds safer by fitting cleats.
By fitting what?
The sides of windows.
What do you mean, Martin?
What my ultimate goal would be to see the window cord blinds go completely.
What do you mean, fitting what?
There's little plastic cleats you can get. They're actually blind suppliers are supposed to supply these fittings with blinds and fit them as whenever they're fitting their blinds in the homes. There's just a little plastic gadget that they're fitted onto the side of the window, which holds the cord tight, that the child can't get his head around the cord, effectively making it safe. That, you know, if you can wrap your hand around a cord, that cord's not safe. But if it's pulled down tight and put onto this little plastic device, which can be got in most good blind retailers, makes your blinds completely safe for children. you know, and also keeps them tidy as well. I work closely with an organisation called HAPNI, Home Accident Prevention Northern Ireland, who's working in conjunction with RASPA. There was a campaign launched in Stormont of May of last year. Now, as usual, on top of a tragedy that gets here, we're listening to different radio stations this morning with politicians coming in saying that things should be done. But I'd just like to say, in Stormont last year in May, when this campaign was being launched, there was an invitation sent to MLAs from all parties to come and attend this launch. Unfortunately, only one MLA turned up, and that was Francie Molloy. The rest didn't bother.
My goodness. So all the parties were invited, were they?
All parties was invited.
And only Sinn Féin turned up?
Francie Molloy from Sinn Féin hosted the event, and Francie was the only MLA that turned up at the event. Media was invited as well. And apart from doing a few interviews on radio shows that morning before the launch, there was no media. The media didn't turn up at it either. It's not now until this tragic event now that has happened this weekend that, again, the publicity of this here has started back again.
And you want Stormont to do something?
I want Stormont to embark on an advertising campaign. Something similar to the fantastic campaign that was launched after the two young fellas tragically lost their lives in Coleraine with carbon dioxide poisoning. There's an advertising campaign on the television at the minute highlighting the dangers of carbon dioxide. I would like Stormont to do something similar, highlighting the dangers of window card blinks. Also must say, although window card blinks are the most dangerous, you've also got cables from your televisions, telephones. Anything that can be made into a loop or tall or potentially dangerous and must be tidied away.
I'm thinking about my home, as I'm sure most people are listening to this now. They're thinking about their home.
Yes.
And I can actually see in my head right now the cord of the window blinds hanging down. And they do hang down. And I've never even noticed them before. And it's extraordinary how devastating that innocent-looking cord can actually be.
You're 100% right. You know, before the tragedy happened with my family, neither my daughter, myself, or anybody that I really know never thought how dangerous these things could be. You know, they are a deadly, unknown hazard, and I'm sure probably 98% of homes in the country. They're not noticed, and until a tragedy like this happens, you wouldn't think of it. Would not think of it. My daughter's house, we all thought, was completely child safe, with fire guard safety gates, safety catches on units, things that got there. Mm. You know, we all thought it was safe, but the last thing that would have been thought about was this thing hanging from a blind.
Martin, I really appreciate you speaking to us, sir.
That's no problem. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Morning to you. Sad. Really, really sad. And we hear in the news today this tragic story of this little 3-year-old boy who died after becoming entangled in a blind cord. And we've just heard from Martin, who also lost his grandson in an accident in January 2011.